Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fascinating Nouns, your stopping point for incredible people, places, things, and ideas. I'm your host, Daniel J. Glenn, and man, do I love idea shows, and we've got a good one tonight. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you've never heard of my guest tonight, nor have you heard of her work, the Sedona City of Light. And that's a shame, because this is pretty interesting stuff. Her name is Jeannie Townsend. And I met her doing my other podcast, which is called The Stell Experience. Feel free to tune in when you're done. This quick shameless plug, also available on iTunes. Now, I think the best thing to do in these types of situations is to just jump right in. I can't really give you any more of an introduction than that. Nothing is really going to capture this concept like Jeannie telling you all about it. Jeannie, I want to thank you for coming on. And sorry, you are in bayou conditions over there, so I apologize for the audio quality. What do you want to tell us about the City of Light?
Something's coming. Something big is coming. Has been coming for centuries. How I tapped into it is a mystery in itself. However, what I am about to say is true. I have lived with it for over 25 years, and it has been sort of under wraps until now. But people are looking for 2012 to have something is happening because the planet is doing all kinds of strange things. And the sensing is something's going on, and something is definitely going on. It's called the Sedona City of Light. Why Sedona? Why would, if there is a city coming in that is not seen now, but one that is going to be in three dimension and you can walk into, why do we even need this? We only have to look at the planet and what's happening with it now to know that indeed something needs to change. And we are all in a process of change right now. The Sedona City of Light is going to do all that. 2012? Maybe. 2011? Maybe. The journey I'm about to tell you about, or even take you in, began over in 1982, when I married Dr. William J. Townsend, who was a minister for religious science and a meditator, deep meditator. He could get to the quiet without any problem at all. During one of his sessions, with me sitting on the floor with a tape recorder, he went into what we would call a trance. If you are a metaphysician, you understand this. And during this time, a voice other than his came through. And I had a tape recorder, so I was able to record this. And everyone since then, because there were many, many sessions after the first one began. I learned more about the world that I could not find in books from the voices, and there were several that came through Bill. They became my teachers. They became the process of which I was able to now do the same thing. I personally started out with called automatic writing, where you're writing something and all of a sudden you find words in it that have no meaning or you don't know what they're about. And from that, it continued into what is now called the City of Light. That a whole city was coming in, not just a little town, but a whole city. Yeah, right. Sure. People are going to believe that, right. But I found out that during the time that I was getting this information that came through, I am now considered a trans-audio medium. That means I transfer audio information that I hear out to the media or just for my own personal use. I'm not normally, this is not my norm. I'm a professional marionette artist. And I also grant wishes on the side because I'm a genie. I'm a Walt Disney aficionado. And he was a mentor. I never met him, but I know him now. Now is when I meet him. The puppets and are playthings, but they're also teaching toys. And with this, I moved using the puppets also into the spiritual side, because I use them to teach children that it's okay to be in the light. I'm a Jedi master. That means I go to Disneyland and I see the Jedi show and I follow their rules. I watch little kids, 3, 4, 5 years old, get up on a big stage and they're given a lightsaber just this big, and they fight 7-foot-tall Darth Vader. The kids are being taught to fight the darkness, and the city of light is also to fight the darkness. Darkness, in my metaphor, is just ignorance. We are ignorant of what we are doing to this planet. This planet is exquisite. So in my writings, I just started to write, and pretty soon I was getting messages that indeed there was a city of light coming through. And I was beginning to wonder, because I couldn't make up this stuff. This was so far beyond anything that I had thought of. And they said, it's going to be a city of light, and it's going to be a Sedona city of light. I happen to live in Sedona, Arizona, which is, I must have done something right to be able to live there, because it's gorgeous. I said, okay, why Sedona? Of all the holy places on this planet, why Sedona? Why would a city come in there? Because we have the vortexes. We have the power. And it's like a filling station. And this power and the Indians and the people who live up there recognize the holiness of the place. Okay, I say, and I've asked a lot of questions. Okay, if this is coming in, why is it coming in? Why do we need a city of light? Okay, I say it's coming. Why do we need a city of light? Because this planet needs to be healed. And it takes us so long to find a cure for something. We're like in the dinosaur age. Bless the doctors and the scientists and the people who are trying to move us forward and find a cure for this and find a cure. And it takes years to find a cure. And then by the time they find a cure, there's 5 more things that have to be cured. So a city of light like this is a healing city. Everything in the city is healed by light. There are no needles. There are no knives to cut the electrical systems of the body. But there is light that heals in many different ways. After a while, in hearing all this, I thought, and I talked to my teachers and those inwardly who tell me that all this is going to happen. Okay, if there's this thing coming in, and I usually, when I go into my meditation, I'm a little kid who doesn't know anything, and that keeps me out of it because I'm getting clear. Data. Okay, if it's coming in, can I go there before it demonstrates and see all this that's going on? The answer was yes. Okay, it only took me years to be able to get to the spiritual level, to be able to enter in and vision what the city is all about. So let me quick take you through a few of the places that I have seen within the grounds of this city. Travel with me up to a gate, an entrance. There are 4 of them. And these plans, all of them, came through Bill. Didn't come through me, but they did come through Bill. And in this huge gate, is 5 stories tall. It's run by turbos. It's magnificent in its stature because we have the drawings and the architectural drawings that came through Bill for 3 years while he was learning his own way, that these voices were telling him what to do. 3 years to put through all the information that he had before he died in 1997. We're going up to this gate. Around the gate is like gold scrolling that looks padded. So my question is, why is that? Why is that padded? And my teacher, my guide who goes with me into the city says, because it's encoded, that anybody who comes up to these gates from any place on the planet will feel like they just came home. And if somebody is talking in a different language, for the moment that you're next to them, even though you don't know their language, you will know what they're saying. Once you're inside the gate, we're going through a park, a beautiful park with trees and flowers, some that I have never seen before. And in this park are benches. They're a little fancier. You know, God does it real good. Fancier, but you sit on them, and they're massage benches. They're healing benches. There's steps that go through the park, and as you step on them, they rotate the bottoms of your feet. This is good stuff. If we go on farther, we go to the buildings. All the buildings, I should say, are in the city are white. They're light, and they're all trimmed with gold. And I'm going, whoa, this is really good stuff. How about going to a building that has, it's called a memory manor, where memories that we have carried for years that we want to get rid of and don't know how to get rid of because they keep coming back over and over. And they say, well, if I get rid of this memory, good. You go in this building. You sit in a seat. And a screen comes up. And the thought that you're thinking or the memory that you want to get rid of comes up on the screen. And you relive it. But there's one condition that's different. There is no emotion attached to it. The sadness, it's not there. And that's usually what we're trying to get rid of, something that is sad. Your dog died or whatever. And that's gone. And you walk out of the building, you walk into a light shower. It's just a shower that comes down and washes all this away. There is four healing centers within the city itself. These are, they're called them pods. These are healing pods. And you go into them. You know how when you go to the doctor and you have to go through all the paperwork and who Uncle Louie was and did Aunt so-and-so have this? As you walk through a screen, there's a big screen, like Alice in Wonderland. You walk through there and it's all encoded. All of your DNA is encoded. And you don't have to think about it at all. And the technicians within these light modules, or pods, know exactly what you need to take care of you. When you go, you sit down or lay down on a flotation table. There's no legs on it. It just floats. And while you're sitting on that, light comes. Different types of lights, floods, spots, and a few kinds that I have never seen before. But they're used on the places that we need to be healed. The healing in this city is miraculous. And for kids and grown-ups who don't like needles and don't like knives, this is the place. One time we were in Las Vegas when I learned all about this. And a little girl was screaming at a mall because they were giving away free shots. And I looked up to the ceiling and I said, God, there's got to be a better way. Well, God decided there is a better way, that we can be healed by light, not by the instruments that are being used today. And that's all we know. That's all we can use is technical stuff that we learn. Walking through this city is like walking in a new world. One of the fun places, I got to tell you about the fun place. It's called a birthitarium. And when my guide took me to the birthitarium, the doors, you kind of just move through them. There's no doorknobs that you have to worry about. And I walked up these steps, and there was a little terrace. So my guide says, look over. I looked over the edge, and at that moment, three women were giving birth at the same time. Again, with no knives, no drugs, no, nothing. They were having a birthing party. and the babies were coming out born, giggling and gurgling. Everybody was having a great time. And I thought, you know, I think this is the way babies were supposed to be born in the first place. We have labor. I don't know that we needed labor. One of the most important parts I can tell you about, it's called the High Towers. And when Bill was bringing these through, we have the architectural drawings that he took 3 years to bring through. The High Towers, there's four of them. They're 1,500 feet in the air. And what they are doing up there is that they have a, if you can think of a sunflower. In the center of a sunflower, there's brown and there's little pockets in the sunflower. And the sunflower itself rotates on a gimbal. And what it is doing is picking up uniphase power capsules, UPPCs. This planet has been bombarded with energy from space for eons of time. Now we're going to capture that space, that light, that energy. It goes into the high towers, down through the city, into the gates, where all the turbos, these are huge, are underground, where all the magnificent computers are working this whole system. And it will also light up several states around the city itself. I bring you good news. This is great news. Does this planet need help? Yes, we want to go to other planets, and we can't do that because we're not allowed. Our consciousness is low. We got to the moon, and the moon sent us back. We want to go to other planets. We're not the only planet in the universe that has intelligence on it. We're going to clean up. There are other planets also, two others that I know of, going through this cleanup that we are. And that's what we're going through. That's why all the waves and the changes in the weather are happening. This planet is cleaning up. Because we can't clean ourselves if we don't know what to clean. We can't take care of all that. But we can look at the darkness, the ignorance that is happening and running amok right now. If we know that beyond there is a light at this end of the tunnel. And is there ever a light? Oh my gosh. Is there a city of light coming? Yes. Do we need it? One of the major informations that I have been given is that the wars will end. And my teachers are totally agreeable that this is what must stop. Man against man, brother against mother, brother. There's no love here. The only way to heal anything is through love. And for years we have been singing the song, "Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me." And the only one way that I know of that God is bringing forth is something that has to be seen and can't be hidden. We've seen visions of the Holy Mary on a tree trunk or something. And then it disappears. Oh, I saw something. Yes. I saw a UFO. Yes. This city will not be able to be put under the rug. Nobody can hide it. And that's the main reason for the first prototype that I'm talking about. Sedona, City of Light. The energy is there. The vortexes are beefing up. The UFO ships are there all the time bringing peace and love that they are a part of this City of Light. We have movies out that they're coming to get us. They're coming to, always outside of E.T., something's happening. They're coming to get us. And one time I asked one of Bill's teachers as he was trans-audioing information, because I had seen a movie, and I said, "Are they coming to conquer us?" And there was a long pause, and he said, "What's to conquer? Look what you're doing with your planet. Look what you're doing to your nature. Not to conquer, but to cure. We're here to help you cure what has been off balance for so many years. And we give you something that has been called in some with some peoples from some groups. They're calling the second coming. They're waiting for the Christ to come down on a sunbeam someplace. Well, maybe he is. But he's coming in the form of a city of light that's going to heal the planet. That's what's coming forth. Not just one person at a time, but all of us. And teaching the doctors and the scientists how better to serve because of the advanced technology coming in from space. To me, it all makes sense, but I've been there. I go there all the time. I go in one place in particular. I must have been maybe there 40 times. It's called the Embassy of Peace. It's one of the biggest buildings I have seen on the grounds of the city. And in it are entities. I talked to 4 or 5 of them who seem to be able to talk my language. It's a huge amphitheater. And behind them, in a stage-like production, They're at a table. I talk to them at the table. But behind them in this amphitheater are hundreds of beings, hundreds who have worked diligently for gosh knows how long to bring forth this edifice that is going to be just the greatest thing that this country and this planet has ever seen. First time, never happened before, ever. Never happened before. Are we in process of change? Oh, yes. Because it's my delight and honor and blessing to be able to tell you that coming forth is Sedona, City of Light. And once that prototype is up, then this same type thing will pop up all over the planet. So we have many of them, but one has to be seen first. Everybody in the government and anybody else has to know that on this planet there is a city. It appeared overnight. Nobody had to build it. Nobody had to do anything except raise their consciousness. And that's what we're doing. We're raising our consciousness. And the joy and the fun and the wonder of such a thing happening that has never happened before is just a miracle. But then God does miracles. And I'm very proud to be the one who can sit here for just a few moments and say, watch, because you've got a gift coming that has never been here before. And if you're feeling kind of sicky, you're going to be able to get healed. And in ways that's not going to hurt, but it's going to be the greatest show on earth. Thank you.
I've got a couple questions.
Sure.
Does anyone else know about this city besides you and Bill, I think it was?
People have been seeing cities of light for centuries. Sometimes they look like crystals. Sometimes they look like something else. But cities have been in the ethers for a long time. This particular one, I don't know. Because it's a healing one. Whether somebody else has seen the same thing or not, I don't know.
It sounds like the Garden of Eden, except made of light and in the sky.
Yeah.
Is that an accurate description?
It's, you walk in there and you feel good. The colors are different. We don't have colors out here like I have seen there. The sounds are different. The tones are different. The flowers are different. It has to, when I look at it, I think, this has to be God done. Because we don't have, first Bill and I thought we were going to be able to have to build it. Until we realize that we don't have the materials, we don't have the time, and we don't have, the government would never let us put up such a thing. The amount that it would cost to bring in what I'm talking about is we couldn't even begin to start with it. So it had to just appear like magic. And that's the only way I can see it. But since I have been in it and see the way the healings are taking place, see what kind of technology is in it, that verifies to me that indeed it's advanced technology, but it works. And that answers your question?
Oh, yeah. No, it does. I'm just having a hard time wrapping my head around this whole concept.
You're not alone.
I am a skeptic with an open mind.
Good.
But I'm having a hard time with this one. Let me see if I understand the basics. There is a real city on planet Earth called Sedona, Arizona. And it is populated by real people in physical reality.
Yeah, right.
And you're saying that above this city, how many miles in the air?
I don't know.
But above that particular city, because of a vortex similar to the one said to appear all over the planet, this vortex is above Sedona, Arizona, and inside is a city made entirely of light.
Mm-hmm.
But no one can see it.
Right. People have been seeing cities, whether it's this particular one or whether it's, if you talk to the Indian tribes up in our area, they know it's a holy, holy place. Many people know that something holy is, and they use that word, holy is coming. And they get interested in whether it's made out of crystals or whether it's made out of stone or whether it's made out of air or light. Everybody has their own opinion of what the city is, a city is. This one is to heal. That's what I know.
So what is the final place for this city? I mean, is it gonna replace Sedona, Arizona?
No.
Well, then how will it reach the Earth? I mean, how is it gonna become manifest, I guess, is my question.
Well, Sedona, yes, because this is the starting place. But as I said, there was one, the prototype. This is the prototype we're talking about here. As this is appears, then around on the Earth grid, there are more just like it all over the planet that will also appear. We're talking, what you're saying is like we're talking fantasy. Sure, it's great up there, but what's going to happen down here? It's never been done. We've never been done. But yet things appear all the time. God works miracles all the time. This could be an illusion. It could be a dream. It could be heavenly. And I think it's all of that. Scientists tell us that this is an illusion. There isn't any house that we're sitting in. There isn't any. This is all. It's all made up. Your mind made it all up. Oh, and the pyramid's an illusion. You can read many books that says that this is an illusion. And if that be so, then we just got one more illusion coming in. A pyramid was an illusion before the bricks were pulled on it, put together to do whatever they're going. A house is put together with stuff we can touch and see. But when there's something we can't see, then we have to work to believe that that dream can turn too. I talked to you earlier, I grant wishes. And you said something about not granting a wish because it might come true. Yeah, it's the same thing. We bring from the mind into the physical if we have physical problems. And we also bring, hey, I got this great idea. I think I want to do this and build this. Nobody's seen it but that person. But pretty soon you get to see it. You get to see what's happening. Can God do this? I can't do this. But I think there is a being, an entity, call God whatever you want. We call it spirit. We call it God. I call it God because I can spell it. I'm not that good at spelling. It's a creator. Who created the planet? How did that get here? We can get into all kinds of aeronautical stuff that I'm really not into.
Well, no, there's a slight difference. You know, let's say you have an idea for a pyramid. We'll use your example. If I have a vision, and it's of a pyramid that's a solid form, I can create that.
Absolutely.
Well, what you're saying is there's a fully functioning city made entirely of light in existence right now.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's a little bit different because then you would have to build that fully functional city on the Earth.
Why?
If I'm going with your analogy, then that's what we would have to do. What you're saying is this city actually exists. We just can't see it. So my question is, where will it appear? Will it appear in place of Sedona? And if so, what happens to the people that are in Sedona?
They're going to get excited.
Well, if it appears around them, I mean, what happens to the buildings that were already there?
We have a lot of blank land up there. The city of Sedona is partly, you'll be able to see it, partly it's out on the land. I am not the architect of this, so I can only take you so far. But the vision that this is the beginning, and it's connected to Stell here. We're all connected on another level. We're all one. But I was directed to go to Sedona after Bill died. And nice place to live, okay. Why am I going to Sedona? Because in my spiritual work, I need to know why. Just like you're asking me, why, how is this going to happen? I didn't know at that time that this was going to be the place where Sedona was going to be the host of the first one. How far? It's miles big. It is not a little thing. This city encompasses, I don't know how many miles, but a lot. All I know is at this point, it is over Sedona because it's getting the energy, and we have a lot of UFOs go up there, a lot of them. So it depends upon what you think about it.
Now, the town I'm profiling in my other podcast, Stell, Illinois, you had mentioned they fit into the City of Light phenomenon. Well, how do they relate? Explain that just a little bit.
As far as I know, and I have been here like about three times now, I didn't know about Stell until a few years ago. So I wanted to know because there's an inner feeling that Stell plays a part in this. And from what I deduce, that this is where the greenery is. This is the farms. This is the fields of magnificent growth here. And the people here, there are people I've talked to, feel that this is a light. This place is a big light. So my question was to my teachers, what is the attraction here? And the attraction is that, from what I'm told, is that the earth here is encoded with minerals and that type of thing for the plants to grow. When the city is in appearance, people are going to have the best they can get when it comes to farms, food, tea. That also has to be light. So if Stell is a place of light, you're going to have plants that have light in it. When Renee took me for a walk around one of the gardens, and I looked and she said that could be a greenhouse. And I don't know. I'm a city girl. I'm from Los Angeles. I don't know that much about here, although I was born in Chicago. That as I could see, I can see through to other things. And I watched those plants. The plants that I was seeing in the ground that were that big were now this big in another dimension. We are only one dimension of many, many. It's like if you're in show business, you get to see backstage of what's really going on. And this is what's going on here. But what my question is, okay, this is what I see, but what's really going on? The coming of this City of Light is going to change everybody's life and for the better. I'm here and I never see so many vegetables that are filled with nutrients that are going to help people. And so what I'm told is that, A, there's going to be perfect light food in that city. And this is the connection. Well, it made sense to me. I just told Renee this the other day. Okay, I think I got the connection. because I get downloaded on some material, but sometimes there's a piece left out. So I say, okay, what do I need to know about this? And this is a perfect place. Sedona is power. My feelings and sensitive, and I'm as sensitive as it is power there, because we have a lot. We get some quiet, but it's a power. Here it's just peace. It's Valhalla. This is where I can come and just relax and see the best fruit and vegetables. I look out there and there's apples and pears all over the ground. I've not seen so many. But what are they doing? They're not being picked up. If you want to buy them in a store, it's going to cost you. But here, these ones that are on the ground are feeding all the bees and the bugs. And those, they're getting their nutrients right here, too. So, does Stell have a place in this? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time. And not only Stell, but other places, too, that are into the greenery. I'm learning green. I come here and I know I'm going to eat good. I know I'm going to get rest. I know I'm going to have fun and meet people who are delightful. And then I go back to Sedona, and we have a lot of different kind of people up there. They're into everything. But a lot of it up there is very much into the spirit. And when they're into, they come to my home, and we have gatherings of light. And they're pretty neat people who have elevated themselves into a high elevation, for the lack of a word, of what they do. Everybody has a talent, and you have a talent of what you're doing. I can't do what you do, but you have a talent, and I have different talents. And you put them all together, actually, we're only one. And that's what I think the overall spirit is trying to do, to make us realize that we're one. And that one is love. Whether it's a love for food, a love for Stell, a love for a city, we need something to change. And that's the process going on right now throughout the whole planet. Something's coming. And I stand on that. I've staked my life on it. Can't tell me any different. I've been there. I go there, and then I come back. I'm a different person. I have seen what the possibilities are of healing. I'm seeing people being healed. I'm seeing a pool that if you put your finger in it and you have a cut and you pull it out, you're healed. If you have an itch, you put this, whatever this is in this pool on, and it's gone. And I said, what about the kids who have acne? They put it on their face. The thing is, we can be healed. We don't have to keep walking around saying, oh, I feel sick. We're leaving the negativity, and we're bringing in the positive. And it's wonderful. Whether this is going to happen or not, my bet it's happening. And God bless us all, because we will see the peace on earth. We will see people healed. We will see this planet rise in happiness, and we can be one with those in the out in the universe who will make contact.
Now, are you aware of the phenomenon of astral projection? Now, people who subscribe to this believe that you can travel to other planes of existence. You can travel outside of your body. Mm-hmm. Well, let's just say for conversation's sake that this exists.
Sure.
So if you read any of Robert Monroe's work, do you know who that is?
No.
Well, in the 70s, he was kind of the pioneer of astral projection. He was the first guy to document it and create diaries, and he kind of started the whole trend, really.
Now, when you say astral projection, what are you speaking of?
It's the ability of a person to go into a meditative state and to leave their body where their body's here physically on the physical plane, and they explore spiritually other planes of existence. Specifically, most exist in the astral plane, because that's where the spirit resides. Now, if we live in this paradigm, and I'm just going to use ifs for this exercise, if the City of Light exists, then isn't it possible that it resides on the astral plane or another plane altogether, and will not actually manifest itself physically on this plane.
It does actually, it does, it's on the etheric plane now, absolutely. And this is the first time in this planet's history that it will manifest into the physical. I'm as surprised as anybody else, but this is what's happened. We design in another dimension. I deal in different dimensions constantly. And it's kind of fun, but I know where home is. Home is this planet. But I also know where to go when I want to find out what else is going on. And in all the dimensions, we're blessed to be able to have a mind that will take us into other dimensions, because there's a lot of good stuff going on that we don't know about, and it's being put together to come here so that we can move into other dimensions. I move in and out constantly. My business partner, Charles Betterton, says, well, are you here or are you there? Because a lot of times I don't know, and when you're in Sedona and you have these vortexes going on, I'm walking around trying to stay balanced, because I do work in all the dimensions, including this one. I live in this one. But going in the other one and being able to see something before it happens, it's like seeing an idea that's coming forth.
Well, since you brought up vortices, let's talk about those for a second. I interviewed David Hatcher Childress, who lives right in Kempton, and he said, and this was amazing to me, I never heard this before, but he said that there is a vortex over Kempton, over the entire city, and that they haven't been affected by tornadoes or any kind of weird weather phenomenon.
Now, where's Kempton?
Kempton is like 3 or 4 miles from here, like right up the road, just like right down the street.
Okay.
I mean, does this sound like a possibility? Are there other vortices on the planet? I mean, do you know where they are?
They're, honey, they're all over the planet. A lot of the mountains that you have, Mount Shasta, is very much, people go there and to get the good vibes. They come to Sedona to get the good vibe, but they're all over the planet. That's why I asked, of all the places on the earth, why Sedona? There's holy places that people travel years to get, miles to get, and so when they got it down to, this is a place where the vortexes are extremely strong. There are portals. I have one in my backyard that I didn't know I had until I went out there one day with a friend, and she was playing a flute. And so in the backyard, my backyard kind of turns a bit, and she was up on a little knoll playing this flute, and I'm standing down on the sidewalk watching her and listening to the notes, and I opened my eyes and I saw children in another dimension come out and begin dancing right in front of me to the music that she was playing. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, it was like they were coming right out of the ground. Now, I'm not crazy, quite the contrary. My head is very right on. And she came, then they disappeared. She came down and she said, from playing your flute, she says, who's dancing? And I said, there were children out here. They were in another dimension. But more and more portals are opening up in the rocks, I'm told, and we have a lot of ascended masters up there, people who get out there and talk about the rocks and the different dimensions and that we have in Sedona.
Well, now, what about the children? I mean, do they look real? She couldn't see them?
She didn't see them. No, I can see into them. They were little kids, kind of stocky, and they heard the music, and out they come from this little garden spot that I have. And I was surprised, because I didn't know there was one, but there's energy. These are energy fields, and energy brings in more energy. We have a major rock in, you have been to Sedona?
I have not.
Oh, come to Sedona. You'll get a glimpse of what's happening, because this is also a UFO base. Now, as soon as you get into UFOs, people are going, yeah, right. Okay, but this is, I invite you to come to Sedona and interview some up there, because you're going to see a whole world that is definitely in two different dimensions. And they're bringing through good stuff.
Well, not to go on the UFO path too much, but, you know, with such a prevalence in the media, aliens are, you know, shown as partners with humanity, kind of like keepers. They have advanced technologies and, you know, the ability to heal extraordinary wounds and damage and all that. Could it be possible that you're actually viewing the future and witnessing a city of alien technology that either, maybe it exists now or it will exist in the near future?
A lot of the technology I think we were brought up to learn about through Star Trek. Different kinds of instruments we were introduced to that made the space things fly and whatever they did. I think these are already in action, but we were just being introduced to what's coming up. Part of what you're saying, absolutely. We're being introduced to a city, when you say a prototype, it's a first of its kind. Absolute first. So within that, something is learning. We're all learning. Everything I do is a lesson. Everyone I meet is a teacher. You're a teacher to me. Renee's a teacher. And I am blessed to be able to sit here and talk about something that nobody has seen but me. And you have the courage and the grin to say, okay, well, tell me more. I don't understand this. Is this for real? Yes, sir, this is for real. This is, I staked my life on it. Is it fun? Yes. Is it fun to dream? Absolutely.
Now, you know, there have been numerous prophets. Now, in recent times, you don't even have to go back to ancient times to find prophets, false prophets, who say something's coming. But nothing ever does. Now, look, I don't know what's true and what isn't true. And I imagine that you've got a lot of skepticism coming your way since you've been talking about this. And I don't want to unnecessarily add to that, but I guess my question is, you know, what separates you from them?
From being a false prophet?
Well, yeah.
First of all, you don't have to join anything. You don't have to bow down and worship to anybody. You don't say, well, if you don't do this, you're not going to go to heaven. You're going to go to hell. Excuse me. You don't have to do anything but raise your own consciousness. Go within and get your own answers. Go to your heart. This is what I tell them. Go to your heart. What does your heart tell you? If this is not true for you, then throw it in a round file. It's just that simple. If you feel something, anything, a twinge, then you haven't got anything to lose. It'll either manifest or it won't. And actually, there isn't that much people saying, I don't think it. Quite the contrary, I get the other side. And they come to hear what has to be said or is trying to be said. I don't have anything to sell. I have a message to give. If somebody wants to check it, please be my guest. If somebody says, hey, you know, it's kind of far out. I'm a far out lady. Thank God I can get out there and see what else is going to happen. That somewhere, no, some kid's not going to scream because they have to have a shot. Somewhere, somehow, somebody's going to walk again because a place is coming where they can do that. And they don't have to wait months to be healed. It can do it right away. It can be done in unusual place and unusual ways, but by golly, it works. Hey, that's a dream worth checking into. You have nothing to lose.
Let's switch gears just for a second. This just popped into my head, and I kind of want to see where we go with this. Personally, I'm a nature-centered guy. I believe that when we go wrong as a species, it's when we divert from the natural order. You know, genetically modified foods that we eat or technologies that alter our natural behaviors. And I really think that this stems from the hubris, or maybe even just the plain flat-out denial that people have that we are in fact animals and part of the animal kingdom. Nature is a tough place. Animals kill each other for food, changes in climate or habitat cause things to adapt or perish, become extinct, gone forever. You know, it's a rough place. Nature's hard, it's difficult, and we all have a finite amount of time on this earth, but that's how it's supposed to be. That's the way it was designed. It seems completely counterproductive to that natural order to have a place that would just heal people without discrimination, everyone for anything, with simply light. I mean, if I do the math, it seems that that would extend most people's lives indefinitely, and frankly, I don't think that's a good idea.
You don't know that that's going to extend life. Would you rather hurt? Or would you rather have something that is going to take away that hurt? I believe our mental brings on our physical. That's why we have problems, because we mentally get into that kind of a war. And we bring in the emotions on top of it. Why, if you see somebody who is hurting, why would you want to see them hurting? Why not see them healed? I think we have control of our own life. And if light helps heal us, we'll go to whatever doctor is going to heal us. Or whatever we can be a great patient if we go to the right doctor, acupuncture, whatever. Whatever makes us feel good, that's where we're going to go. Because we have control of our own life. And with that, if nature's going the way nature is, if you do right with nature, nature's going to do right with me. I love nature. I've got a little white fluffy puppy I just absolutely adore, and his name is Light Spirit. He's only 10 pounds, and he's the best little teacher I have. He has patience. He has fun. He doesn't worry about anything. He knows he's going to get fed. I'm God to him. And I get the fun of life. I get the fun with the children. Our children coming into the world now, what kind of world are they going to have with what's going on right now? With what is going on right now? I've been in L.A. I know what earthquakes are. And they've been priming for the big one for a long time. The mines have been on, well, the big one isn't here yet. The big one's still to come. Are they going to pull it off? I think so. If they keep the mental energy going in that direction. But all the rest of it, that's nature too. Mother Nature is helping everything, to everyone, to clean up this planet. I'm for peace on Earth. I'm for no more wars. Guns do not. My husband went through the Second World War. This is not. We don't need wars. There are peaceful ways of making things happen. And if it takes a shock of something dropping in their lap without anybody really knowing about it, and all of a sudden they say, oh my God, look at that. And what's going to happen with that? The jets are going to come out to find out what's going on. And you know what? They're going to have a little difficulty seeing it because it's so light. The media will pick this up immediately and run with it. At least it'll take all the celebrities off that we're tired of looking at. But that's another story. So let's get some good news going.
I have another question. I'm just trying to figure out how exactly to phrase it. Remember, I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
Yeah, you just do what you want to do. Right?
Well, what makes you think this will happen? I mean, did someone tell you? I mean, is it just a feeling that you have?
Because I have felt it, I have seen it, I have heard it, and I have been in it. I have literally walked in it in vision. And it would take a lot more than that to tell me that what I have seen in the way of healings is not going to take place. If this is a God thing, if this is a major creator thing, that wants to see this planet shine in the sky, then why not? Why would I say no to that? Something that's going to make this planet feel better. And as I said, it'll either happen or it won't. And either way, it's correct. So some people, a lot of people, there are light workers all over this planet who have been working for something like this to take place. Something, anything. Let's show the world that this planet can be useful as well as beautiful and not be destroyed. And nature gets destroyed. We have a lot who are using their minds in the negative rather than the positive.
Okay, last question. And you may have gone over this already, but just might want to hit it again. What's your time frame for all this?
All the minds now are on the Mayans had come up with their calendar that 2012 something was going to take place. We work in time. Most of the teachers and ascended masters don't work with time. We have time because we have to make an appointment for something someplace. 2012 is where all the energy is going at this point. And could it be 2012? I think by that time or before. So this is what all the changes is about, in my opinion, that this City of Light is coming into being, and it's just going to land on our deck and be the greatest show this earth has ever seen. Never before seen it. Never before happened in history, and it'll change our history forevermore. Amen. Do I believe this? Yoda says you can do anything if you believe. He says you can't put that ship down. Why? Because you don't believe. I believe. And to believe is to be alive. And I'm alive with this action. And I'm alive to be blessed to be able to have brought through as much as I have for people who can hear and to those who can. Hey, everybody's got choice. That doesn't bother me a bit. I know what I know, and I've been where I've been, and that's my story. So light it be.
Well, Jeannie, there's not much I can add to that. You've said it all, done it all. You've explained this very advanced concept in an articulate way, and I thank you for coming on and exposing everyone to this. When I can't really add anything, I just kind of end. So thank you for coming on. Please give us any updates and let us know if the City of Light manifests. Until then, thank you for listening and good night.